You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit from my home office here in Atlanta, Georgia. And as I greet you in this Advent season, it gives me a great joy to share a word of God that we've been sharing during our Bible study at the North American Lutheran Church staff retreat in Phoenix, Arizona last week. Bishop Dan Selbo, our new bishop of the North American Lutheran Church, led us through the study of the book of Ephesus as we gathered for prayer, reflection, planning, and imagining the coming new year as we work together as one team, leading, serving, and ministering with the people of God throughout the North American Lutheran Church and throughout our partner churches around the world. During our study in the book of Ephesus, for some reason, I was reflecting on verse 20 of all the six chapters of the book of Ephesus. And I was praying and reflecting on that as we receive a new year, 2020, very remarkable year, and very meaningful year, and a year of great opportunities, ministry, and service to the people of God here in the United States, Canada, and around the world. And here is what the Lord was laying on my heart from the book of Ephesus, and I would like to share it with brothers and sisters throughout our church and throughout our Christian fellowships around the world. Paul writes this very Christ-centered letter to his beloved church, to one of his most favorite churches, Ephesus, where he has been their pastor for almost 3 years. And to this church, the first chapter 1, verse 20, he speaks about the power of Christ's resurrection. Ephesus chapter 1, verse 20, that he says that he worked in Christ when he raised him up from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places. 2020, I believe, is the year where we are going to see more and more the power of Christ's resurrection. That's the power of Christianity. That's the power of our faith. Without resurrection, there is no Christianity. Without the power that raised Christ back to life, there is no Christianity. We are Christians. We believe in this faith. We follow Jesus. We serve God because of the power of resurrection. Our life, our ministry, our mission, our relationships are meaningful because of the power of resurrection. I believe we are doing what we're doing. We're sent to do what we are sent to do because there is the power of resurrection that gives hope. This life in the world is surrounded with so much death, physical death, spiritual death, moral death, economic death, and death in people's emotion, in imagination, in death of people's hope, in death of people's relationships. But this is going to give us resurrection. Everything that is dying or dead in our life can come back to life through the power of Christ's resurrection. I believe 2020 is going to be the year of resurrection in our life. Anything that is dead or dying or seeming to be dying will come back to life through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ our Lord. So that's what Paul gives us in the book of Ephesus chapter 1, verse 20. The second one is chapter 2, verse 20, which is another exciting, extremely exciting chapter. And this is what it says in chapter 2, verse 20. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. My friends and my brothers and sisters here and around the world, that really captured the center of my imagination. It is a year where we're going to have deep roots in the foundation on which we are built. The foundation of prophets and apostles, but more importantly, built on the cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ. Cornerstone, the foundation of our faith. Cornerstone, the anchor of our life. Cornerstone on which we are planted and established to stand strong and to continue in our faith and in our proclamation. The cornerstone of our faith in Christ Jesus. 2020 is going to be a year that we are going to be unshakable. Because of his resurrection power in chapter 1, verse 20, we are unstoppable. Because of chapter 1, verse 20, our movement, our activity, our mission, our ministry, our growth is going to be unstoppable. But because of chapter 2, verse 20, we are unshakable. It's not enough just to be unstoppable. We are going and going and going. We are growing. We are increasing from glory to glory, from victory to victory, from growth to growth, from breakthrough to breakthrough. That is a life that is unstoppable because of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. The gospel is unstoppable. Christianity is unstoppable. Ministry and the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ is unstoppable because the mystery of us being unstoppable is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that was unleashed from heaven, bringing Christ back to life and planting him in our life through our baptism. Because of that, we are unstoppable. And because Christ is our cornerstone, we are also unshakable. False teachings, moral change of morality in the culture. So many things changing around us. But the Church of Jesus Christ, the covenant of God, the promise of the gospel is unshakable because we are established on Jesus Christ, who is the cornerstone of our life. Oh, 2020, the new year that is coming, is a year not only of growing horizontally, vertically, not only growing back and forth, but also growing deeper in the Word, deeper in Christ, deeper in Jesus, deeper in our relationship. And that makes us unshakable no matter what comes, no matter what moves, no matter what pushes us. We are unshakable, grounded in Jesus Christ, who is our cornerstone. The third chapter, also chapter 3, verse 20. It is getting better and better. This is what it says. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly. The other translation on the NIV says immeasurably, far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. I just love that. I named the next year, 2020, a year of immeasurably great work that is done through Christ who is planted in us. My friends, we are unstoppable because of Christ. We are unshakable because of Christ. Now we are going to experience immeasurably great things because of Jesus Christ. We can't imagine him. We can't contain him in our intellectual faculty. We can't explain him. We can't only talk about him. He is beyond our imagination. He is beyond our prayer. Growing up in my faith, when I was in seminary, I enjoyed prayer time, especially during weekdays and weekends. And especially, I remember on Wednesdays, I used to have a time of fasting and praying for the whole day. And I used to spend in prayer 4, 5, 6 hours just in the privacy of my dormitory with the Word of God, with gospel songs, and just praying with my face on the ground, with my knees on the ground, and just spending time in the presence of Jesus Christ. But one thing that I was doing at that time that I'm not doing now is I was doing more of the talking. I was just praying and pouring out and doing lots of talking in my prayer time. And as I continue in my fellowship and relationship with Jesus Christ, I started to do less and less and less and less talking during prayer time and more and more and more listening. Because I said, what do I know? And God was blessing me more and more by not answering my prayers. Because my prayers were just according to my mind, according to my imagination, according to my expectation, according to my experience. And as far as my thinking can go, that was what I was asking in my prayers. But this is what it says in the scripture. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly, immeasurably, than all that we can ask or think according to the power at work within us. We need far more, immeasurably greater. So God was blessing me by not answering my prayer. You're saying your prayer is small. Your imagination is limited. Your experience is very restricted. I will bless you more than what you can ask or imagine. Things that I've been asking, things that I've been imagining were too small, still too small. And now I started to surrender. God, never let me go with my own imagination. Please don't just restrict me by answering my prayers. Do what you can do. Do what you have planned for me. That's why in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, it says, I know the plans I have for you. He planned for us. He has a plan for our church. He has a plan for our family. He has a plan for our ministry. 2020, if we surrender to that plan, if we say, I submit, I follow, I just yield to what you want to do in my life, that is a greater blessing than what we can do. Our God has great things in store for us. 2020 is going to be a year of immeasurably great blessing in the name of Jesus, through Christ Jesus. And then we went to chapter 4, verse 20. What another great text. In chapter 4, verse 20, it says, but that is not the way you learned Christ. This is an expectation that when we are in Christ, the standards are different. The expectation is different. This is where I've been thinking about the cheap grace that we learn from the discipleship teaching of a wonderful, wonderful teacher from Germany, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Cheap grace is when we think that there is no standard, that there is no expectation. Cheap grace is where we think everything is free, so let's waste it. Let's do whatever we want to do. Let's follow whoever we want to follow. Teach whatever we want to teach. Live according to our own wishes, especially according to our carnally, fleshly desires. No, this is what Paul is saying. No, you are unstoppable. You are unshakable. I'm going to do immeasurably great things in your life. But there is standard. This is not what you have learned. Paul is now saying the new life. Now this I say, testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as Gentiles do. In the futility of their mind, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves to the sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But, he says, that is not the way you learned Christ. There is difference. This is what we call the principle and the discipline of difference. To be a disciple of Christ is to be different. Different from sensuality. Different from impurity. Different from disobedience. Different from doing whatever we want to do. Carnality. Immorality. And as we say, ignoring and avoiding antinomian character. Standing against the law and the rules of God. There is a standard of Christianity. There is a difference and a distinction of Christianity. Just like justification, there is also sanctification, which is a different standard of life. Lived in Christ, learned Christ, lived Christ, experienced Christ, imitate Christ. That is a different standard of life. This is a challenge that we have to give to our life. We're not born fully developed. We're not born fully built. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 16, I will build my church. He did not say, I have built my church. The church is constantly under construction. our character, our imagination, our behavior, our relationship, our teaching. Everything is constantly improving. When we are improving, when we are in the hands of Jesus Christ, we are like a clay. He is shaping us. He is making us. He is breaking us. He is fixing us. He is grinding us. He is just making us and shaping us. But we have to be in his hands, not on our own hands, not in our own imagination, saying we don't want the hands of Christ. The hand of Christ is the word of God. The hand of Christ is the law of God. The hand of Christ is the principles of the gospel. That's what Paul is telling us. 2020 is a year of discipleship, is a year of shaping our life, grounding our life, following the will of God, being shaped and restricted by the words of Jesus Christ, leading us into a life that imitates Jesus Christ. My friends, it gets better. The fifth chapter, chapter 5, verse 20, it says, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a year of giving thanks. It is a year of celebrating. It is a year of singing. As a director of mission in the North American Lutheran Church, particularly focused in international mission, the Lord sends me around the world. Just this year, I've been to South Africa. I've been to Dubai. I've been to Doha, Qatar. I've been to Ethiopia. I've been to Canada. I've been to Uganda, to Kenya. And I've visited missionaries in China, in Ukraine, in Belarus. So coming back from all these countries, one practice that I have is I try to bring music, particularly worship music from different countries. Most of these languages I don't know and I don't understand. But the people of God are singing in many different languages all around the world. I bring music, and as soon as I come home, I celebrate and I jump around with my kids, and we put that music in and we put it as loud as we can, and we dance around our family altar, giving thanks to Jesus. I like filling my home with words of praise, words of jubilation. No matter how things are going bad around me, so many bad news around the world, the praise of God, the worship of Jesus Christ has to trump that negativity through the praise of Jesus Christ. My friends, the people of God are gathering around the world every Sunday, singing how great is our God, not how great is our problem, not how great is the evil around us, not how great is Satan, how great is immorality. No. We gather around the altar of Jesus Christ, around the body and the blood of Jesus, around the promise of the word of God, and sing, how great is our God. And we give him thanks and we give him praise for what he has done for us on the cross, how he defeated and came out of the grave. No more death, no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more sadness. Victory is assumed and received in the hands of Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the God of glory. He is coming up to take us. We believe in him. We believe in the victorious Lord. Therefore, our life is filled with thanksgiving. Paul says, giving him thanks always, which means at all times, and in everything, in every word, to God in Christ Jesus, because he deserves the praise. He deserves. In the book of Revelation, he says, he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Give him thanks. Ignore your sickness. Ignore your poverty. Ignore your debt. Ignore the bad news around you. Ignore what you hear on all kinds of news channels. And fix your eyes on Jesus. And let the floodgate of praise be open in your heart. 2020 is a year of thanksgiving. It's a year of praise. It is a year of glory. It is a year of giving him honor and continuing in the power of worship. The world would be a boring place without Sunday worship. From New Zealand to the west coast of the United States, from the Cape Town all the way to the northern top of the Cairo. Around the world, people are praising him. Can you imagine how many organs are playing every Sunday? How many choir? Millions and millions of people are involved in choirs around the world singing, "How great is our God! Amazing grace! Holy, holy! Oh, how wonderful he is!" Lifting up the name of Jesus because he is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. This Sunday, I was preaching in one of our mission congregations in Atlanta, Georgia. My kids are now taking a piano lesson. And the guy, the person who was playing music, was just wonderful. And they went up to him and they were just saying, "How amazing is this musician?" And he is playing like a piano that is have three layers of keyboards, and he's playing everything. And the pipe down there is just powerful in the music. And they said, "Oh, how wonderful is your piano?" He said, "Yes, but this is not the best instrument. There are even better ones." Oh, my friends, there are better ones, better music, better singing, better choir. And one day we are going to join that heavenly choir that is singing for eternity praises to Jesus, for the Lamb who was slain, for the one who was crucified, for the one who died for you and for me. 2020 is a year of thanksgiving. And the last, but not the least, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 20. This is what it says: "For which I am an ambassador in chains, for I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak." And it says, fearlessly, boldly, fearlessly to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a year where we're going to be fearless in our faith, fearless in our ministry, fearless. Don't receive, don't entertain anything that is going to plant a spirit of fear in you. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, pastors all around the United States and Canada, missionaries in Africa, messengers in the Middle East, missionaries all over Asia. We are fearless ambassadors of Jesus Christ. For there is one authority behind us. And he said, "That authority on earth and in heaven is given unto me." And he has authority over our life and over our death. We rely on him. We depend on him. That's why we are fearless ambassadors of Jesus Christ, proclaiming his gospel near and far with every medium that we have, through the internet, through the social media, mainstream media, behind the pulpit, small groups, large groups, open field, wherever we are, we proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the King of Kings. He's the King of Glory. He's coming back to take us. He's coming up back to judge on the living and the dead. We believe in Christ Jesus. We believe in God the Father. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the communion of saints. We believe in the Holy Church of Jesus Christ. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. We proclaim that fearlessly. And we are bold ambassadors of Jesus Christ. He says, "I am an ambassador in chains." Even though I am in chains, he says, "I fearlessly declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. This chain is not going to stop me. This chain is not going to slow me down. I will write, I will speak, I will run, I will travel, I will be on every window that I find to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ." 2020 is a marvelous year. In chapter 1, he tells us we are unstoppable because of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. In chapter 2, says we are unshakable because we are grounded on the foundation of the prophets and apostles and the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. In chapter 3, he's going to do immeasurably great things beyond what we can imagine or ask. This is a year of greatness. This is a year of Christ Jesus. In chapter 4, we have to be disciples, following the standards of Christ Jesus and living according to his expectations and guidance. We are not antinomians. We are not revisionists. We are not people who are trying to change or improve the word of God. We are loyal to the gospel, obedient in the hand of Christ Jesus, shaped according to his grace and his spirit. And in chapter 5, it says, we follow Jesus Christ because we are people of thanksgiving. We are people of praise. We give him thanks and we sing his glory Sunday after Sunday, Monday after Monday, month after month, year after year, with every instrument, with every voice. Even in the book of Psalms, it says, let everyone who has breath in him praise the Lord, give him glory anytime, all places, at all times, for all reasons, give him thanks. Finally, live fearlessly. You are Christ's ambassadors in chain. Where you are now, you're carrying a burden. You're going through something. That's for a reason. Wherever you are, Paul was in Roman prison in chain, but he says, I am an ambassador of Christ, fearlessly proclaiming. Keep your ministry up. Keep proclaiming the gospel and keep shining the light of Jesus Christ in this dark world. My dear friends, Ephesians 1:20, 2:20, 3:20, 4:20, 5:20, 6:20. Verse 20 on every chapter was so meaningful to me that we shared during our staff meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. I'd like to bring much gratitude to God. And I'd like also to say thank you to Bishop Dan Selbo for leading us through the book of Ephesians for Bible study that week. And I give thanks to our ministry partner here in the missions office, Jenny Brockman, who was helping me to organize my ministry this year and also to bring you this in live recording, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I wish you all the best. 2020 is going to be a marvelous year, a year that we are unstoppable in the resurrection power of Jesus, unshakable on the cornerstone. And we continue to see immeasurably great things. And we live according to the standards of Christ. And our life is filled with praise and thanksgiving. And we continue proclaiming the gospel boldly, fearlessly, as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Many, many blessings. And may God bless you during this Advent season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.